The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Laser-guided zipper
zappers. Somebody must have invented that someplace. Yeah. You guys must have somebody somewhere in My Cool Inventions history that's come up with a fly zapper. And I can't get one?
Laser one would be good.
Yeah, laser really? Would be very laser. Cool, yeah.
And not laser. Just, electronic. We need a laser. Yeah, that's what you need.
Get them. I can see you like to. I can see you being the one who would take the. And in high school chemistry or biology, you'd have a fly and you'd pull off his legs one at a time. You're that kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, you know the old story, the frog experiment, right?
Yeah.
The bunch of scientists figured out the frog, they'd make the frog jump, it jumps 12 feet, they cut off one leg, then it's only 9 feet, and they cut off another leg, it's only 4 feet, cut off another leg, it's 1 foot, and then cut off all 4 legs, the frog gets nothing, and the conclusion was when you cut off a frog's legs, it goes deaf.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, Kostian Kura, whose real job in life is to sell you things, is here at My Cool Inventions. John Cream is also award-winning. From now on, award-winning.
From this point on, it's award-winning.
Yeah. From this, isn't there a song? From this moment on, what's that song? It's close to that. So a couple of things going on before we meet our inventor today. Yesterday, by the way, how did Gregory Moody do, John?
You know, I knew you'd ask that.
We did. Am I becoming that predictable? Heavens, I hope not.
No. Actually, no. Actually, I'm going to go back in my memory banks and remember this. Memory banks. Let's see. It was 78%.
78%. Yeah. I'm surprised. I thought that would do a lot better than that. I thought it was kind of cool. That was the first one I've been enthusiastic about for a while. It's not that I'm not enthusiastic, but you kind of, everybody has their own thing. You can get into things. And playing the piano is something that I aspire to do, but then I don't want to say, I probably never will, because that's self-defeating. But, you make up your mind to do things. That's one of the great deals. We've started something here. Maybe you guys can jump on the bandwagon. We have 100 days left in the year 2014.
That's it.
So trying to come up with 100 days of happiness, and we're going to hashtag 100 good days, Twitter hashtag 100 good days, come up with every day something different that is good about the day. So we just figured out off the air, and then on the air, we're going to come up with a laser machine to get rid of flies.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
I got to tell you, that you'd sell a whole bunch of
Of course you would,
People I like that. I like this idea. So hashtag what? Hashtag 100 days? Or
100 hashtag days? 100 good days. I don't know, Richie, have we done that? Probably wouldn't be up until tomorrow.
We'll officially start it tomorrow.
Right. Okay. No,
but they only have 99 days. I mean,
catch on quick.
That's why he's the award winning John Cramer.
That's right. Yes,
he catches on quickly.
Yes, John.
By the way, Richie, you don't catch on quick, you catch on quickly. Yeah. It's an adverb that modifies an adjective.
The English teacher's going to be the cool guy in the room right now.
That's me. I'm the my cool. Right. Instead of My Cool Inventions, My Cool Language will change the hour. My Cool Languages. Okay, so a couple of things from the business department here as we get started with Akos and John and Doug. Starbucks is testing a coffee that tastes like beer. Thumbs up or thumbs down? They're going to go through a bunch of inventions. This is how we do it here on My Cool Inventions. You text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. No, not necessarily about Starbucks, but is this something, are people crazy enough? Do they test this before they go out? They have to test this stuff, right?
What kind of marketing genius comes up with that?
Starbucks testing.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Well, are they grasping at straws? Is that what this is about? Is Starbucks business off?
They're grasping at beer.
At beer.
Come on. If you want beer, I'd go drink a beer. Well, I don't drink coffee.
They do have those new frizzy drinks or whatever they're called, right?
What, a Starbucks?
They made a root. Yeah, they make an actual handcrafted root beer now.
Really?
Which I've actually had, which is very good.
Oh, come on. You go into Starbucks and spend $6 for a drink. Are you that kind of a guy?
No, actually, no. Well, you know what? My wife's a barista trainer, for heaven's sakes.
Really? Yeah,
so she works for Starbucks. So if I'm going to go have her, if I'm going to have my wife do something for me, I have to go in her store.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, doesn't make coffee at home for him. No, no.
That's can you make
He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so who's going to be making him coffee? She's not getting nobody. Up to make him coffee.
We have 24-hour Starbucks here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
But
I'm not into it. And I guess this dark barrel latte you're talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. All right. Story at DougStephan.com today. Also, General Motors all over the place in terms of news today and this week. They're recalling 220,000 cars they're a little defensive now, so they're going overboard with things. This is a brake thing. It's never going to catch on fire unless the sparks that come from the brakes that aren't working are next to the gas tank, and the gas tank's leaking, then it'll blow up.
Is that all?
That's it.
Just the car catches on fire.
But
who
the more interesting news is that they are developing two things. A self-driving car. There are a number of car operators. As a matter of fact, Mercedes-Benz, another story at DougStephan.com today, is working on trucks that are self-driving. And then there are cars that are self-driving. And then there's another feature they're putting in as early as next year. They want to put a camera in the car that focuses on your face. And when your face has different expressions, like you're losing interest in the drive, it'll set an alarm off like an alarm clock that will wake you up to the fact that you may be into the monotony of driving and it could be dangerous. So what is this? We had some various theories put forth. I'm interested in ACOS and John, your theory on government and control. I mean, think about it. All of this stuff, we're going to have self-driving cars. So who's going to control those? Is there anything we're going to do anymore? Everything is going to be done for us. So what kind of a population, what kind of a life are you going to have? I couldn't imagine not driving. I love to drive. What a horrible life it would be if you couldn't drive.
We debate this all the time here, John and I, because he's at IQ, he's a driver. But I'm thinking to myself, if there's technology out there, I can sit there, have my coffee,
take a nap. Can you imagine driving along Interstate? No. Let's see, Interstate 10 goes through Tampa. So you're driving on Interstate 10, and you look over, and the guy who's going, you're driving by at 70 miles an hour, is asleep.
That happens all the time.
Yesterday, a guy fell asleep, drove down the wrong way.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, can you imagine? Oh, you're driving by a truck, the semi that Mercedes-Benz is developing. Okay, you go by a FedEx truck on the highway, look up in the cab, and they don't see it. Where's no driver? It's like
he fell out the open door. That I might not mind. And you know why? Because a lot of these truck drivers and a lot of the people that are over the road and probably listening to the show, they know what it's like to drive 12, 14 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what it's like to try to keep themselves awake, how much coffee they have to drink just to keep themselves moving.
A little beer in the coffee, that'd be good.
Well, actually, you go to any truck stop and you're going to see all these little additives, that the little packets of, to get you zipped up and ready to go again.
Mm-hmm.
And I would much rather have something that's not having to worry about, staying awake.
Really?
It could probably run 24 hours a day and never have a problem.
All right. One of the reasons
solve a problem
that I bring these to you. Well, see, that's the point. I bring these to you because in the spirit of those who are listening, the essence of the emphasis here is on inventions, on ideas, on entrepreneurs coming up. And so here are all of these ideas that we've talked about so far, whether it's the coffee that tastes like beer. Somebody had to come up with that idea, and they get paid for it. Or the business about self, the technology for the camera and the car. Somebody had to develop that computer program. Here's another one. to pay tribute to people who are in America coming up with ideas to sell something. That's really what America, I mean, think about it. All business is about selling. It's either a product or an idea, right?
Right.
You're selling, the guys on Wall Street want you to buy their stock portfolio. The people in Detroit want you to buy their car. The people in Atlanta want you to buy an airplane ticket, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So here's another one for you to think about. There's a bakery in Los Angeles that this week is starting to deliver marijuana-infused pizzas to people who can prove that they have medical marijuana cards. The pizza place is called, listen to this, Stoned Oven Gourmet Pizzas. They make personal pizzas 6 inches in diameter. They have about a quarter ounce of cannabis in them. This is the story of the weekend in the L.A. Times. You got to have a valid medical marijuana card when the pizza gets delivered to you. And that's the only qualification. So in California, you can get medical marijuana. So they're going to put it in a pizza and bring it to your house. Make it feel better.
What about the driver? Does the driver have to have a medical marijuana card, too? Or I don't know.
No, but I mean, isn't that an interesting idea for somebody who's pretty creative, pretty clever?
So you're skipping a step, right? So you don't, you know, you just get the pizza and the marijuana all together. You don't have to have the pizza after.
No.
It's all in one step.
But you're, I mean, seriously.
It's baked into the pizza, right? It's got to be baked into the pizza.
Speaking of baked.
And Doug, did you hear?
I was waiting for Rich to show up to this conversation.
Well, the great story of the week that I saw was that Peyton Manning owns 21 Papa John's restaurants in the Denver area.
Yeah.
He says that this law has been absolutely outstanding for business.
Pizza business.
And pizza sales.
Yeah.
And restaurant owners in Denver are saying they are seeing like a 30% increase in food sales since marijuana was legalized there.
Really? But, yeah. Well, I guess, yeah.
Obesity runs rampant.
Yeah, but think about it. This is all about business. It's all about entrepreneurialism. It's all about being able to have a fresh thought about something. This is just a twist on a way to make some money. I think it's great, frankly. I think it should be applauded. Round of applause for this guy. Instead of drinking to it, you smoke to it. 18 past the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Last year, a sudden inferno ended the Chicago fire season with one question. Who gets out alive? Tonight, see the stunning answer in an unprecedented season premiere where everything changes.
Over here! Man down!
And anyone could go
Casey, you copy? Report! Report!
Don't miss the season premiere of Chicago Fire tonight after The Voice on NBC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 30, whoops, wait a minute, 23 at the hour. I almost gave away 10 minutes of your precious life and your precious time. Speaking of precious, Akos Yankura is here.
Oh, well, nice.
John Cream, you're very nice.
He okay. Missed me last week.
So I did miss you last week, actually.
Good.
So here's something I'd like to be a little philosophical. As we begin, we're going to introduce you to Sandy Ingold, who's got an interesting keypad idea that we will go through. She'll make her pitch, and you'll decide whether she ought to be in the next round of competition in just a few minutes. I would like to talk about philosophy. Akos, you've been around this for a long, long time. You've seen a lot of people, a lot of ideas. John, you the same. In terms of inspiring people, and it isn't, sometimes people think about what we're doing here just in terms of money, and it isn't just about money, it would seem to me. In a material way, we all know that wealth without enjoyment is just nothing. We've all seen lots of rich people who are sick. I was reading a book. It was written by my partner's father, who started and ran a very successful steel company in Buffalo. And he was not an expert in any of this stuff, but he realized that with his mind and with a lot of good support, he could make this company work. And then he started talking about having money and how it wasn't, you know, it's easy to say, well, if I've got all the money in the world, but I don't really need it all, and other things more important. That's easy to say when you got a lot of money. Not too easy to say when you don't. But I guess I'm asking you, the most successful, if you could spend 60 seconds, Akos, and explain the motivation for the most successful people when it comes to inventors and entrepreneurs, people that you've worked with over the years, what is it? 60 seconds on success.
If you had somebody who was very successful and somebody who is not successful, they're actually the same person, but they're hanging at the edge of a cliff by their fingernails. Imagine two people, one really successful and one not successful, and the only difference between those two people is the one not successful lets go.
Really, it's the necessity is the mother of invention. Then it sounds like you're saying
it's tenacity. You've got to. No matter how much pain you're in, you got to keep hanging on.
Do these people, after they have suffered, do they become happy after they're successful? Do you think?
Yes, because they know the value of it. I mean, if you've suffered and you've worked at it really long time, and when you do reach success, I think you really appreciate the value of it.
John, you feel that way, and even about your own careers, both of you, maybe, in a sense.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, if you, once you hit a rock bottom or you hit a bottom and you're trying to work your way back, then once you get to that point, you respect it a lot more.
See, I think that this is one of the great messages here, where we talk about the nuts and bolts and the meat and potatoes of this, getting inventors on and getting entrepreneurs and having started a new business, that kind of stuff. But I think it goes deeper than that, and there's more to this than, you know, it's not brain surgery by any stretch of the imagination, but it really is a way for people to find themselves. And more often than not, you hear all the stories about people who have garage businesses, or they have little things that they've been doing for a hobby, and they turn it into a business. They do that because they aren't rewarded by going to their normal daily 9-to-5 grind deal.
Yeah.
Don't you think that, I mean, that's, whatever the motivation is, that's not, to be quite, it's not bad, nothing bad about this. It's just what it is that you've seen over your years as we have people listening to us, and that we are here to inspire you. We are here to get you to move from beyond the thought process to the actual act of making it happen, and that's why we're here to help you out.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah. Amen, brother.
I mean, that's it. I'm going to try to be a preacher. My grandmother thought I should be a preacher.
That's funny. My mother wanted me to be a preacher.
Really?
God gave you the gift to speak. You should speak about something important. That was her attitude.
Well, you're selling something. You're selling and you're helping people. That's nothing.
Salad shooters. That's important.
Salad shooters. Thank you. All right. We'll introduce you to our entrepreneur of the day and inventor of the day in a moment here on My Cool Inventions.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Here it is, GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
After the hour now on today's My Cool Invention, episode number 1482 of the My Cool Invention show. Akos Jankura, John Cremins, here to introduce you to Sandy Ingold. How did we find her, gentlemen?
Well, she came to mycoolinventions.com. She went to the front page and clicked the invention submission button, went through the vetting process, and here she is.
Whoopee!
Right. Actually, she's got a great invention. Actually, this invention was, when I first saw it, I thought it made me realize that, you know, inventions aren't just garlic cutters and, you know, music machines or whatever.
What is that thing Richie was just talking about? What is it? Salad shooter.
We'll talk to Richie tomorrow. But
I thought he said shoe sales.
Yeah, actually, I thought she has shoe sales too, but the salad shooter. But, you know, this is an invention that's designed for the medical community and students because, you know, I guess a long time ago, the doctors were writing notes, and it was, you know, I guess the old joke about, you know, can't ever read a doctor's writing. And so now they do, so they input things on, I guess, electronic databases and devices, and they have to do it quickly, and they have to do it accurately. And Sandy has come up with something called the MS Keypad that is a perfect solution for the problem of, I guess, data entry on medical data, which is really important. Sandy, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you.
And I'll just give you a little bit of an introduction with the MS Keypad. Why don't you tell everybody and all our listeners, how did you come up with the MS Keypad, and maybe why did you come up with it?
Well, how I actually came up with it is I worked for a home health company, and I did went out into people's homes, and at that time we were still charting on paper. And then whenever everything started going electronic, I got put into the office to enter the data into the computers from the nurse's notes. And I am not a typist. And I was sitting at my desk just typing these things out, and I mentioned to my coworkers, I said, wouldn't it be neat to have a keypad with the symbols on it, that you just press a symbol and the word prints onto the document? And they're all like, yeah, that's a great idea. And I just kept going from there.
So the symbols, you mentioned symbols. So the medical, profession uses various symbols to mean certain things?
Yes.
And is that why we can't read the writing, because it's all their secret symbol language?
A lot of it, yeah.
Oh, good. So you've got a device. I guess there's two things you have. You have an app for, I guess, an iPad or some kind of a tablet. And you have, I guess, a device that plugs into a computer to, like, a keypad, like sort of like a numerical keypad, but it's a symbol keypad that's designed for the medical profession.
Yeah, it's a small portable device that plugs into the user's computer. So actually, it's portable. So if you have more than one computer, you can buy one keypad and move it around to the different computers as you're using them.
So last time I was at the doctor's office, my doctor is a good friend of mine. He walked in with an iPad, and I was joking with him, seriously, what are you looking up the thing now, or on the iPad, or are you doing a search for that? Were you Googling that
WebMD
problem? Like WebMD. He looked at me with a smirk on his face. He goes, no, I enter everything on the computer now. My nurses make me do it.
Well, that's no, but the government, by the way, not to interject here, Sandy, but the Obamacare fiasco has required all these doctors to create. We have four doctors associated with Good Day Program, Ken Kronhaus and Ron Hoffman and Jack Stockwell and Bruce Shanoff, and they all told me the same thing. They've had to spend $40,000 to get a new electronic sort of system. And Ken said this the other day. We were talking about, I'm going down there to get my physical. And he says, well, you'll see different things. Like, he's got to have a pad, and everything is entered into a database. And so this is the government, Sandy. I mean, I'm not taking away from what you're doing, because you're adapting to something that needs to be done. But it's the government trying to control every aspect of your life, knowing everything about what's going on. It's Big Brother on steroids.
Sandy just went cha-ching. That, yeah. Does that mean every doctor needs my item?
Right.
That's
every doctor is going to need your item. Yeah.
That's
right.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, but there are 2.7 million people working in the United States as RNs alone. I mean, that's not counting any other medical profession, such as doctors, medical assistants. That's just RNs. So the market potential for this is huge.
It must be, because I think adapting the whole profession into an electronic database system over the whole scribbling and the notepad and the big files they have in the big filing cabinets, and they got to drag out the file, look through it. I guess you're adapting very quickly, and I guess you're one of the first inventors to come out with a keypad and a system that makes that really easy. How much money have you invested in this thing?
So far, $25,000.
Well, that's not too bad, because I think a lot of inventors we meet, they're up in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And are you selling them now? Are people buying them?
I'm selling the app right now. Actually, the app is free right now. But I currently have Innovation.io is working on developing a prototype, so I'm hoping to get those soon. And when the prototypes are done, then Floating Doctors has agreed to be my beta test group.
Wow. Oh. So you're right along. You're moving right along.
with this. This is one of the reasons that we have you tell the people who come on here what a great myriad of stories we hear, great human stories. These are the things that really they get me charged up about doing this, listening to how far along sometimes people have gone. They've gotten to, not that there's a road bump, but the essence of where you are now and how everybody who comes here seems to be at a different level, ACOS. That's what I sort of am impressed by. This lady has moved it along, and I'm wondering, that's, you asked the right question, I'm wondering how many of these things you've sold and at what price.
The apps are all free.
Right, you told me that, but what are you, but from the app, you're gonna, how are you gonna make money? You're gonna sell the software, aren't you? Isn't that what this is about?
Yes. The keypad will be for sale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you gonna bring the app back to at least maybe start charging maybe 99 cents, even $1.99? I would imagine somebody in the medical profession would pay $5.99.
Yeah, I would think you'd be able to sell this without people aren't gonna resist at that kind of money.
Yeah, once the keypad actually gets out there and they see how much it actually really does help plugged into their system, then I'm going to make some improvements to the app, and then it will be for sale.
All right, you know what we should do? Let's hear your pitch. So what we're going to do, Sandy, like we do every day on My Cool Inventions, we're going to play some fancy music, and the music will say, let's hear it, and then you come out swinging, you come out pitching your product for 60 seconds. You get 60 seconds on the clock, and then the listener votes. The voters vote, and the listener has to vote by texting thumbs up or thumbs down, all one word, to 22333. Don't leave a space between thumbs in the up and thumbs in the down. One word, thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. You can tweet the word thumbs up and thumbs down to @poll, or you can go to mycoolinventions.com and hit the vote button and vote there. So, Sandy, have you got your pitch prepared? Are you all ready to go?
I'm ready.
And listeners, have you got your smartphones out? You got your computers out? You all ready to vote? If so, let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Go.
Healthcare providers, are you experiencing the clunky transition to EHRs? I, too, am a healthcare provider experiencing firsthand the frustration of the clunky transition. I knew there had to be a faster, more accurate way to enter data. That is how I conceived the idea for the MSPad. The world's first medical shorthand keypad contains 20 common symbols used in everyday charting. Press the symbol and the entire word prints onto your document, significantly reducing data entry time while simultaneously increasing accuracy. This amazing new innovative keypad will allow healthcare providers to enter data using the symbols we are all accustomed to. Sound amazing? Let your EHR vendor know about this product. By aligning myself with EHR vendors, I can offer significant advantages to the transition to EHR.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Sandy, time ran out on you. Great pitch, though. What was the last sentence? Let's get that last sentence in. What was your very last sentence before we cut you off?
It's time to vote thumbs up now.
That a girl. A little call to action at the end of that thing.
Yeah.
The only question I have for you is why aren't you charging for the app? I mean, wouldn't it just be a natural for you just to charge? I mean, a doctor's, you know, medical professional will pay $20 for the app, I would assume. You know, it's a specialized market.
It's so helpful. I mean, it's like no-brainer. $19.99. Come on, you got to start charging for it.
Yeah.
Well, I developed
thumbs up to charging.
Yes.
I actually developed it just to get it out there and let people know, you know, to see what it would be like to be able to type.
Okay, so excuse me, Sandy. Here's my suggestion. You put it out there. You've had people test it. Get testimonials from four or five of them, the best testimonials. Use that to promote it, and then charge the $19.99. And just find four or five people.
Yeah,
thank you. I thought it was.
And you know what? I'll even write the pitch for you. If you need a little pitch writing service, Email me and I'll do a little pitch for you. Doug's right, though. Get a couple testimonials, because I think a couple doctors over there say, oh my gosh, I did it so easy. It's excellent. I think you'll make a small fortune at this. I think you got a great product here.
Yeah, it's
trademarked. You're living the high life.
So what do you want from us? What do you want, Sandy? Why did you want to come on?
Well, I'm trying to find a licensing partner.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so that's right. My main goal.
Mm-hmm.
And also investors. And I have had a new addition to my team, and he's helping me quite a bit. Stephen Barr joined my team as an advisor. So I'm getting a lot of knowledge from him how to go forth with finding investors or licensing partners.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris, can't you help
my number one goal?
Acres can help you. Yeah, we have a couple leads down that way. Medical devices like this. Actually, I have a cousin of mine who's a venture capitalist, and he loves medical things like this because it's a great community with a great upside potential. And this has also got a great exit strategy because I'm pretty sure you introduce them to some market, you get going on there, and one of the big companies who provide this sort of services for medical professionals is going to buy it off you. So it's got a big upside potential. This is a good item. I love it.
Thank you.
If you love it too, listener, vote thumbs up. So go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, thumbs up or thumbs down, text to vote, text the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or tweet it to @poll. But I think
is that new? Hold on a second. Let me
tweet.
Tweet it?
Yeah, it's a new thing. We're tweeting now.
It's hashtag, though, isn't it?
No,
hashtag.
You put @poll and then put it.
@POLL.
Yep.
Yeah. So Twitter @poll.
Yeah.
Big time. Okay.
Yeah, we're technology.
All right.
It's all about the tech.
Yeah, of course it is. All right, so Sandy, you're going to do well with this. We wish you well, in fact, and we'll see how this, if you get to 100% or close to it, you could appear again in one of the Friday Dream Big America sessions, and who knows, you could go on to the third round and win some serious consequential promotion and help from people. That's how the end of the month round goes with the Dream Big America thing. You can check that out on Fridays here. But for now, good luck to you. And I think we'll probably follow this a little bit ourselves. Sandy Ingold here. Don't forget to text your thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University, 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at makingstrideswalk.org.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-780-8280 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-780-8280.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Another day and yet another party heard from in the Ray Rice story. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Ray Rice, the former Baltimore Ravens running back who has received more attention over the past month than any other NFL player, and not in a good way, of course. It would take much too long to review the chronology of events that led to Rice's indefinite suspension by the NFL, but most of us are well aware of the elevator punch captured on video released by TMZ in which Rice knocked out
his then-fiancée and now-wife, Janae. We're also well aware of the initial two-game suspension handed to Rice by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who's been apologizing for that idiotic punishment ever since. But now there is an ESPN Outside the Lines report that the Baltimore Ravens were well aware of what happened on the elevator, that they were aware of that second video, and ESPN says the Ravens lobbied Commissioner Goodell for a suspension of no more than two games. Sources say Goodell went along with that as a favor to his good friend, Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti. Yesterday, Bisciotti fired back, saying ESPN sources are in question.
It's Ray's attorney, it's Ray's agent, and it's Ray's friends. And they are building a case for reinstatement. And the best way to build a case for reinstatement is to make everybody else look like they're lying.
Bisciotti also apologized for not pushing harder to get that second video.
It seems to me, in hindsight, that we certainly had the leverage to say to Ray and his lawyer that we can't have him play on our team until we see that last bit of evidence.
The Ravens ultimately terminated Ray Rice's contract and released him, but only after that incriminating second video was released by TMZ. It seems clear someone is lying here. It's possible everyone is lying. It also seems clear this story isn't ready to fade away anytime soon. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Table for one.
Right. There's like a 12 of you, miss?
Oh, that's just my back office. They're always with me.
Okay.
With Sage, you're securely connected to your back office no matter where you are, so you can make the sale, send the invoice, and see how it all adds up from anywhere.
They're not going to get out of hand, are they?
Now the power to make confident business decisions follows you everywhere. Use Sage to make your back office as mobile as you are at workfromsage.com. That's workfromsage.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some grade A O2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On Wall Street, the market started the new work week with losses yesterday. The Dow dropping 107 points down to 17,172. S&P lost 16 points. NASDAQ off by 52. Airstrikes against ISIS targets in Syria. Military officials say America's allies in the Gulf assisted with these strikes, which began yesterday. The mission was reportedly launched from warships in the Red Sea and North Arabian Gulf to disrupt what military commanders describe as an imminent attack against the U.S. and Western interests. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York supports the president's decision to hit those targets.
I think it's a major step by the president. I and others have been calling for this really for a number of weeks now, if not months.
Congressman King said it's important these strikes continue until ISIS has been devastated. Closing notes. Let's start with some toys. Did you know there's a National Toy Hall of Fame? That's right, there is. It's in Rochester, New York. And this year's nominees to be inducted were announced yesterday. Among them,
Heroes in a House Shell,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Toy Hall of Fame nominees, but we're talking about the actual toys here, not the comic books, the TV series, or the movies. Other nominees this year include Green Army Men, Soap Bubbles, The Paper Airplane, and Wham-O's Slip and Slide. This year's winners will be announced on November 6th. I still have a slip and slide bruise suffered when I was 10. And finally, let's talk about the seasons. There are two equinoxes, or is it equini? Anyway, we have the vernal equinox, which marks the start of spring, and the autumnal equinox, which brings us the fall season, and that happened last night. The sun actually crossed the celestial equator at 10:29 p.m. Eastern Time last night, and that makes today the first full day of fall. That is the sound of me raking leaves in my own backyard at 10:30 last night. My trees don't waste any time. No foliage, no nothing. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.